This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Brexit talks between Britain and the European Union will shift to a one-on-one discussion between British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a final effort to find agreement on trade and security issues. The two are expected to speak by phone on Saturday. The Guardian newspaper reports that the year-long negotiations had been widely expected, but there's no certainty that the conversation will break the deadlock over issues ranging from fishing rights to financial markets. The head of the World Health Organization is saying that with a COVID-19 vaccine on the horizon, nations must start investing and preparing for the next pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a special session of the UN General Assembly that many countries were simply not ready for a pandemic despite years of warnings. He said many mistakenly assumed their strong health systems would protect them. He also said countries that have dealt with recent viral epidemics, including severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS and Middle East respiratory syndrome or MERS, have done better in containing COVID-19. The WHO has met with criticism from some countries for its handling of the pandemic after China reported the first cases earlier this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has been one of the most vocal critics. On May 29th, he announced the United States will withdraw from the Global Health Organization. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has said, though, he will reverse that decision when he takes office in January. And the U.S. Pentagon has appointed two close political allies of President Trump to a defense advisory board, continuing a purge of the Defense Department in the waning weeks of the Trump administration. The two are among Trump's most vocal supporters. This is VOA News. The U.S. Pentagon also says it is pulling most U.S. troops out of Somalia, continuing a late-term push to withdraw U.S. troops from potential hotspots overseas. President Trump has ordered the withdrawal of most U.S. troops from this country. The Pentagon did not provide details, but said in a statement that a majority of the approximately 700 troops in Somalia will be pulled out in early 2021. The U.S. troops have been training and advising local forces that have been fighting the al-Shabaab extremist group for years. Just last week, a Defense Department watchdog report said U.S. Africa Command considers al-Shabaab to be Africa's most dangerous and imminent threat. The Bangladesh government has begun sending some Rohingya refugees to the controversial Basanchar Island, despite calls from human rights groups to halt the process. Seven Bangladeshi Navy and Army vessels carrying more than 1,600 Rohingya refugees from Cox's Bazar refugee camps arrived on the island on Friday afternoon. Two other boats carried food and other provisions. A government official who did not want to be identified told VOA that several thousand more refugees are in the process of being relocated to the island in coming days. Bangladesh's foreign minister says no refugee is being coerced to move to Basanchar. He said the ones who are moving have volunteered to do so. Government officials say relocating the Rohingya refugees will ease overcrowding in the camps, which were set up to accommodate the hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas, a Muslim minority that fled violence in neighboring Myanmar in 2017. Human rights groups have long argued that the island, which was formed naturally by Himalayan silt in the Bay of Bengal and is some 60 kilometers from the mainland, is vulnerable to natural disasters and not suitable for human settlement. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said his countrymen should cancel celebrations and even avoid exchanging Christmas presents in order to curb the spread of the coronavirus. López Obrador said people should stay home rather than gather to celebrate the holidays. He also announced hospitals will increase patient capacity, equipment, and staff. But he said there would be no mandatory lockdowns. Mexico reported 12,127 new coronavirus infections on Friday, a new single-day record for the country, barring one day in October that the government has said was due to a statistical blip. It was the first time Mexico had recorded more than 10,000 new cases 3 days in a row. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.